Welcome back to WTBU News. Here's tonight's New England Report. On Monday night, Senator Bernie Sanders held a student town hall that focused on the challenges they have faced over the past year, specifically social, emotional, and mental health challenges caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Sanders held this town hall so he could hear directly from the state's young people. He wanted to know what they think can be done to effectively address their needs in this current environment. A panel of Vermont students and experts joined the senator for this discussion. During the discussion, Senator Sanders emphasized how important it is for young people to talk about and share these experiences with each other and their representatives.
21 convicted murderers have been released from life sentences without parole based on terminal illnesses, the Boston Globe reported. The releases hinged on the 3-year medical parole law, which dictates that inmates diagnosed as terminally ill by a physician may petition for release. Inmates must have a life expectancy of fewer than 18 months, though, or be permanently incapacitated so as not to pose risk to society. More than 400 have petitioned, and 47 approvals have been issued thus far. Of the 21 releases, many were in relation to COVID-19 in state prisons. This idea is also known as a compassionate release, as it allows prisoners to spend their dying days with loved ones. However, there are conditions to medical release that, when violated, will result in a return to prison. The parameters depend on the former inmate's crimes, but 4 prisoners have had their release revoked so far. Improved medical conditions can also result in a return to prison, but this has not been the case for anyone yet. 11 of the 21 released inmates have died.
Public schools in Boston will open for in-person learning for 4th through 8th graders. Earlier this month, following the Boston Public Schools plan, preschoolers through 3rd graders have already returned to in-person classes. Those students can opt out of this. March 29th is the date set for all public schoolers to return to in-person school. Due to the decreasing COVID cases in the city, Mayor Marty Walsh announced his plan to send public school students back to in-person classes. Students with high needs have already been in person since December of 2020. Legislation that has been backed by Boston Teacher Union, the Massachusetts Teacher Association, and the American Federation of Teachers in Massachusetts will push back in-person classes for elementary students in order for teachers to get more prepared when students return to school. The increase in prep time would also give teachers a chance to get vaccinated before in-person learning.
While the state of Massachusetts is allowing indoor dining at full capacity with certain spacing, table size, and timing restrictions, Somerville is still limiting indoor dining to 25% capacity, a move local restaurant owners say is killing them. In a statement, Somerville Mayor Joe Curtatone said there is a new risk of a dangerous surge in COVID-19 cases if indoor dining restrictions are eased too soon, and he cited advice coming from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Curtatone even accused the state of defying the CDC's orders in their decision to have no capacity limits at restaurants. Chef Joe Cassanelli of Alpine Restaurant Group told WCVB, quote, "My employees have the right to go back to work, just like the employees have the right to go back to work in every other city and town in Massachusetts. For one person to stand in the way of that arrogantly is disgusting," end quote. Curtatone did acknowledge in his statement that he is, quote, "acutely aware of the negative impact the pandemic has had on restaurants and other small businesses."
Northeastern University released a statement that they will hold an in-person graduation at Fenway Park on May 18th. This announcement comes after an increase in vaccinations in the state, along with a decrease in reported COVID cases. The ceremony will take place outside in order to follow social distancing guidelines. The graduating class, which is around 4,000 students, will be split into 2 sections for graduation, which will allow each student to bring their own guest. The people, students, and guests must fill out a health survey and follow safety guidelines. The graduation will also be able to be streamed online. The school is also planning a graduation for the class of 2020 for November 2021, since their in-person graduation ceremony was canceled due to the pandemic.
New Hampshire restaurants and lodging industry representatives are optimistic for the spring and summer ahead. This comes in response to the news that President Biden expects all adults to be eligible for a vaccine by May. However, some problems remain, despite the increased availability of vaccines. One major roadblock includes finding workers, especially for restaurants, because in previous years, businesses have relied on international workers. During a call with Amy Landers, executive director of the Lakes Region Tourism Association, Senator Jeanne Shaheen said, "The Biden administration is reevaluating policies to make it easier for visa workers to come into the country for jobs. Without these workers, there will likely be many businesses that close because they won't have employees."
On behalf of Melissa Ellen, Megan Forsyth, Sammy Grobman, James Paleologopoulos, Kylie Gwen, and Zeynep Kavuskolu, I'm Alex Corey for WTBU News, and we'll be right back with your national report.